Hello, everyone. It's good to be back.
Good morning.
Morning.
Did you... Oh, let me turn the mics up a little bit. That's better.
Oh, that's better.
There we go. Did you have a good Easter break?
Oh, it was lovely, to be fair. Went down to Skeggy.
Oh, love Skeggy.
Yeah.
Old Skeg Vegas.
Yeah. But it's gone downhill a bit, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because it was pretty... I used to go there a lot when I was younger, so it was like 20 years ago. It was pretty dodge then.
To be fair, it still is. That dodgy, the pigeons wear tracksuits. I'll change that punchline to seagulls.
Yeah, seagulls would be a good one. Have you ever seen the seagulls in Liverpool? Have you ever been to Liverpool?
Nah.
I went to Liverpool and the seagulls are massive.
Bloody
like,
hell.
Absolutely huge. Like, it was like, came up to like my, I'm not, I'm sure, but it came up to like, past my knee.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, they were terrifying.
Was he eating chips with a fag in his hand? After he'd fed in his chips. A bottle of Stella or something.
Yeah, but he did want to stand on my foot.
Seriously? Bloody hell.
They're terrifying. Other than that, Liverpool's a lovely place. Oh, I miss this. It's nothing like a Skeggy holiday, though, is
it? Yeah,
there?
Nah.
You think from when you're from this area, that's where...
Yeah, that's mega.
It's like, yeah, we're like the Blackpool of the East.
Mm, yeah. But once you've been going for how long I've been going, like, since basically I was born, it does get crap after a while. But as you get older, you go down there to relax. And I find it extremely relaxing, just sitting there at the caravan, drinking tea.
Is the caravan site, like, near the beach? Is it on
the coast? Yeah. So if you want to go for a walk, you ain't got far to go, so...
Yeah.
It is proper relaxing down there, in my opinion. So, it's lovely.
You're selling it to me. I want to go on a caravan holiday in Skeggy now.
People frown upon it, but just give it a go.
Yeah, like I used to, that's where we did... There in Great Yarmouth is where we did all our holidays.
I've never been there. Is it any good?
It's probably... Worse than Skeggy. Like
I was expecting you to sell it, not demote it.
No, it's good. And I have got lots of lovely memories from there. But it did, again, that one went downhill. Like, loads of places were shut. And it's better now. It's kind of got the vibrancy back. They've got a really terrible wax museum that I absolutely love.
Well, what's the worst wax statue you've ever seen?
I went to Louis Tussauds in Blackpool, and probably all of them.
Oh. Sorry if people will go in there this weekend.
I mean, it's great. It's no Madame Tussauds, but it's good for the badness of it.
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's so bad, it's good. I think what's his name? Gordon Ramsay was probably the worst. Not anything like Gordon Ramsay. But it's a good experience. But I think the one... In Great Yarmouth, I don't think they really have any famous people.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
It's just like...
I thought that was the point.
Yeah.
To have...
Maybe it wasn't even a wax museum. Maybe just wandered in somewhere.
Or a calf.
Like real people. Oh, it's so realistic.
Oh, there's been people serving it.
That one's moving.
Yeah. That one's got food poisoning.
But it's been a long time since I've been down Great Yarmouth Way.
You haven't gone on any holidays?
No.
Fair enough.
Well, you've made me want to go for a caravan holiday, so I might try and fit that in somewhere.
Yeah, go Skeg.
Yeah. I think it's probably Ingemar's.
Yeah, I think that's where that's where my van is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my caravan is.
Yeah.
Well, I say mine, my mum's.
It's yours, technically.
That's true. Inheritance. I'm joking. Mum, if you're listening, I love you. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
That's so dear. I didn't register what you said at first until you panicked.
I love you, Mum.
Okay, so I've still got a little bit of a cold. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You've had that ages, haven't you?
I know, it's just lingering. It won't go away.
Fair enough.
But... Did you do anything else over Easter? I was looking at our list of prompts and I thought, oh, well, we wrapped up on Easter, so we talk about your favourite comedy duo now.
All right, I'd say going back to like the 60s and that, Morecambe and Wise, they're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And Cannon and Bull. Absolutely brilliant again.
Oh, I don't know those two. There's a second lot.
Where he goes rock on Tommy and then he pulls his brace and then goes back.
Oh, no, I've never heard of that.
Honestly, search them up. They're brilliant.
I will later because I don't know how to use this laptop.
But let's talk about Morecambe and Wise because you know them, don't you?
Yes, I know Morecambe and Wise. What was the other one? Cannon?
Cannon and Bull.
Cannon and Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other two I know from that kind of year is the two Ronnies.
Oh, they're brilliant as well. Yeah. The two, the four candles.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one I always think of, yeah.
That is brilliant.
And the parrot one.
Yeah.
Is the one with like a dead parrot?
No, I think that's...
Is that Monty Python?
Yeah. I actually had a Canon camera. I took a picture and it blew the building up. Jesus Christ, it get worse.
Well, you've had a week off.
That's true. I need to release them all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do like the mental sparring.
Yes. I don't know what that was about.
Yes. So tell me about Morecambe and Wise.
Well, they're funny. They're sure they should be, they're comedians. I think they're just brilliant, like, legends of comedy. And if you want to be... they're the pinnacle of comedy, I'd reckon.
Yeah?
British comedy. Yeah, they're fantastic.
What year did they start? Was that in the 60s?
Nah, well, they rose to fame in the late 50s, I believe. And they started when they were kids, like... Because their mums and parents used to put them in, like, talent shows and that. Not forcibly, they wanted to do it and all, but
yeah.
They used to put them in, like, major talent shows and stuff, and then eventually they went out on their own. And then they've just built and built and built, and then just became who they are.
Yeah.
Because at first they tried too hard, like, to be funny, and then they just stopped doing all that and then just let it bounce off.
Like, yeah, they like the chemistry between the two of them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How they bounce off each other, and they just, like, they seem naturally funny.
Yeah, yeah, it's unmatched, you know, it's brilliant.
Are they the ones that did the Fiona Bruce
I think sketch? So. What, where they're coming down the stairs?
And she's got, like, the really long legs.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one. My mum still talks about that. Like, that's one of her favourite, like, comedy sketches in history. Because I think when she was growing up, Fiona Bruce was on the news.
Yeah.
She's a very serious lady, and then just to see her, like, in this sketch with these long legs, and she was, like, absolutely loves that. Every Christmas, I think, when they do the countdowns,
the
best comedy moments, she's like, that's my favourite one.
I mean, your mum's got good taste in comedy. It's brilliant.
She grew up in that era, and, like, my granddad really liked them. He really liked Two Ronnies. He really liked a stand-up comedian called Jethro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yes. I can't understand his jokes, but he's brilliant.
Yeah, we had the ice watch all of his DVDs.
That was the worst impression ever. So if you're listening, well, people of Jethro, fans of Jethro, if you're listening, I do apologise. I don't mean any offence.
So, right, we can work on the West Country accent.
Yep. But it's not going to get any better.
But he was one that I used to watch a lot with my granddad as well.
I've got a couple of his DVDs. He wants them back.
Did you steal them? That also reminds me, on one of his DVD covers, and I remember this, and I think I remember it forever, it says... like, all the new Jethro DVD, and then it says Jethro's back, and it's just a picture of his back. He's pointing at his
back. Brilliant. That's brilliant. If I ever have a DVD, comedy DVD out, that's going to be me.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I like that. He was good.
That is fantastic. See, I think comedy from them times are a lot more simpler than nowadays, because it's all about observation and stuff.
Mm.
Like, just one-liner jokes from, like, the 70s and stuff, they're fantastic. I think they're the best type of jokes. Because observational goes on a bit too far.
I think you still get the odd kind of comedian that does the one-liners and that old school.
Yeah, I'm bringing that back to life.
Yeah, I think it needs to be. We went to... like Huntingdon do like a comedy night sometimes, and we went to go, and there was one guy there, and he was great, and he reminded me a bit of Jeffro, but he was Canadian. But he came out and he had on a glove, like a hawking glove. Like a hawk would land on it. And he didn't mention it the whole way through, he just had this hawking glove on. And then at the end he was just like, there was no point to this. I've just, I think his last joke was something to do with a hawk, and he'd had it on the whole time, and it was just completely unnecessary. But I like that. It's like he's playing the long game. But he did a lot of like one-liners and.
I love stand-up, and I wish I didn't get nervous, but because I'd love to start doing more gigs and stuff.
But that's something you can overcome, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I not to be big-headed, but I know I can make people laugh.
Yeah.
And I know I'm all right at it. So I'd like to definitely give it a go. So.
I think that's the whole, you know, you can do it naturally.
Yeah.
Then when you're trying,
yes,
you get inside your head and you worry and you doubt yourself.
It's annoying.
Yeah. But there are things that, like, you can work on and practice on and just keep putting yourself. I can hear Nadia saying chicken.
I heard that. No, I know I'm not bad. I'm not that good.
It's a momentary distraction.
Yeah. I'm slurring my words. Don't worry, I had a drink.
No, he's just had a week off. He's waking up again.
Yeah.
He chilled in that freezer too long.
Oh my God, you're bringing that back.
He's thawing out.
letting myself defrost.
Yeah, I'm bringing that back.
Well, it never went anywhere.
No. So, I think to end the podcast today, we're going to do a couple of would you rather questions.
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Cool. I don't know why I repeated that three times.
Cool. Would you rather have telekinesis?
What's that?
So you can move things with your mind, or telepathy, where you can read people's minds.
Read people's minds. I know what they're thinking all the time.
Oh, I wouldn't want to know that.
Oh, no, I would. So then I know who not to trust and who I know who's lying and stuff. Honestly, I love all that.
But would you like... Oh, I don't know. It'd be so loud, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but...
Would you be able to, like, turn it on and off? Or would you constantly just be hearing all people's thoughts ever?
Just, I think if you're close proximity to people,
you can hear it, like a radio.
Yeah.
I'd rather have telekinesis. Like when I want to change the channel and I've left the TV remote on the table.
That's true.
I can just be like.
That's a very relatable thing because I'm like that. I'm like that. I have got it. It's called my mum. I'm joking. Mum, I love you. I'm joking.
That's all right. When I was younger and I'd be like, can we get a dishwasher, Mum? And she'd be like, we've got one. It's you. No. Okay. I'll do one more and then we'll say goodbye for this week.
And if we don't get cancelled every week.
I think we've been good this week.
Same, to be
fair. We've been very good.
Same. No swearing, nothing.
Ooh, would you rather win £25,000 or your best friend win £100,000?
Me, 25.
Yeah, I'd go for that.
25 grand a day. Yeah, any day.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then...
Because then I'd be jealous that my mate's got 100 grand.
Yeah. I'd be like, give me 25 of that.
Exactly, yeah. And if they're like, no, I'd be like, fuck off, don't be my mate then.
But I'd be happy for my friend if they won the 100.
Oh, I wouldn't. I'd be envious. I'd be jealous. I'm one of them. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm one of them people who get envious quickly.
Yeah, fair enough.
So if I got 20 and they got 100, I'd be fuming.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just me.
That's just you.
That's the Breton boy coming out in me.
Oh God, yeah. Wow. Should we leave it there today?
Okay, yeah, I think we've tortured them enough.
Yeah. I hope you've missed us.
Yep. And if you went, we don't care.
And before we go, actually, I'd like to say that my favourite comedy duo is you and me, Chase.
Yeah, I know, I agree.
I think we're
legends. Honestly, nah. Nah, I do think that. Someone said, who's your favourite comedy duo? And I said, me and you. Honestly, I'm not making it up for this podcast. I honestly think that.
Cool. That's high five.
Ow, that hurt.
Right then. So we'll end it there, and okay. We will see you
next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday. Have a good weekend, guys.
And get some painkillers for next week.
Bye.